Yeah, they're really. We're on the air.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Got a nice healthy meal going on. Got black beans, salmon.
Yes, it's way past 11 a.m.
Oh, wow.
It's like, what?
Two?
3:24.
Oh, my gosh.
Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, wow.
So we're way behind.
Way behind.
So I'm Ashley.
I'm Tim.
And this is Positive Enlightenment's Free for All Fridays, but on a
Saturday.
Oh my gosh. Saturday. So, Kimberly, you know, her thing is cooking. We came from the same vagina, the same sperm, and she likes to cook and I don't. But I love to eat it though. So, tell us what we're having today.
Oh, we're having black beans and rice, like homemade. Like, I actually cooked the rice and seasoned the black beans.
I love everything beans. Up. I love beans.
And we have the vegetables. I cut up the carrots. And actually, I had the Brussels sprouts. They were frozen. So, they went from frozen to oven, actually. And so, I got chopped carrots, one bell pepper.
They're good.
Good. Cauliflower and broccoli. And did I say Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
And I just like kind of sauteed them, even though it was frozen, even though the broccoli and stuff was frozen, I still like drizzled it with olive oil. And I did put a lot of thyme, Italian seasoning, and parsley flakes on it. And then we have salmon. I put chili powder, rosemary, a little bit of brown sugar. Parsley flakes and let it marinate for like an hour.
What'd you put brown sugar in?
In the marinade for the fish.
Oh.
You can taste like a little bit of the sweetness.
I haven't tried it yet.
Mm-hmm. And salmon cooks relatively fast, so that's always the last thing that I cook. And I do love salmon. And it's super healthy. You can't go wrong with it. We got a good meal. It's not bad. You know, it's just got covering all the food groups. We got lots of vegetables. We got heart healthy fish. Got beans, black beans, and I just put green onions in the black beans. Nothing more.
And what are we drinking?
Gin and pineapple.
Some kind of gin?
Plug in that.
Some Bombay. Bombay.
Yeah.
The blue. Is it blue or is the bottle blue?
The bottle's blue. Yeah. But I got the white one. It was like extra distilled or whatever. So, yeah. But I put a cranberry in mine. So,
and what do I have in mine?
Yours is just vanilla pineapple.
Pineapple makes it sweet
with a water back.
You know what it
means. You got a water back.
What is a water back?
Water is your back. You got a drink, but you got water on the side.
Oh, okay.
Water back. Gin and pineapple with water back.
She's a bartender on the side, so she knows all these terms.
Yeah. This is good. I'm glad you like it. I know you're not the biggest salmon fan, but we're going to change that. But you like this salmon, right?
It has a smoky taste.
Because I hooked it up.
Yeah, I'm not a fish person at all.
I love fish. I do not like fish.
It's fried.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that?
I like fish tacos.
I don't like fish tacos.
I love fish tacos. That's about as far as
taco
I go.
Taco and fish do not go together.
It's so good.
I had it. That place in Vegas we used to go to.
Well, Mississippi and I, we make fish tacos.
I do not. Did you use mahi-mahi?
Some stuff they used to have at Walmart.
Sway
or something.
So that's so Vietnamese good. Catfish. It's a Vietnamese
catfish. Yeah. We can't find it anymore.
They have it. It's just not in the big bag anymore.
I can't find it at all. We gotta wonder though, how are their health regulations over there?
Yeah. So like if it's farm raised, it's not great.
Right.
I don't think sway is farm raised.
Oh no, but it's good. Mm-hmm. But that's what we use.
So they say like if it's farm raised, you know what I mean? You got them swimming in a pond or whatever.
We swim
and
they're
just
own...
feet and the food and all that stuff piles up, so yeah.
Well, but then there's catfish farms.
Exactly.
You can eat from that too. So
I like catfish better than swine.
Well, I'd rather get it from a farm than in the ocean.
Is catfish in the ocean?
In the ocean?
I guess.
Yeah.
I always thought they were like lakes.
They probably are in a lake. Mm-hmm. They probably are a harbor or something.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. One more. Something is chewy. No, I want some more beans. What do you have more of?
Everything.
Yep.
More fish. More beans. More vegetables.
Yeah. So, I think Ashley's gonna get a little bit more. But today, we're talking about people that like to front. And this new generation, everybody has, named them the millennials, right?
Mm-hmm. Anybody born before?
They're after 1980.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the people that are in their 30s.
30s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had to drink hard on that one, huh?
I did.
Those people have a lot of energy, huh?
Like that song that we were listening to.
God!
Everybody was, you know.
Turn your phone off. Turn your radio down.
Everybody is, looking to be on Instagram, which is not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong.
So that's where we're starting with the millennials.
Yeah, we can start with that.
So, I work with kids, and just about everyone, every last one of them, here's what they want to be when they grow up. They either want to be an athlete,
oh my God,
a basketball player, mm-hmm. a football player, and now a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Like, all races are saying that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not just, just one, but it's all of them.
Everyone.
And when my son's like, Mommy, when are we going to do my YouTube channel?
Really? Yeah. They want a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing.
But they just wanted to build Legos and stuff mm-hmm. on it and stuff, mm-hmm. He made us record him building this Lego thing.
Okay.
But they actually want to do that,
They
want to
get famous that way. Like,
yeah.
So the proper term is content creator. But the thing is, you got to have some content.
Right.
And I believe you need to go to school to be intelligent, to have intelligent content that's worthwhile, that's worth people watching. Because if everybody's a YouTuber, then we got more choices, right? So that means you got to step up your game to have good content, right?
You know what these kids are watching now?
What?
They're watching people eat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the sound, like the microphone, up to their mouth.
Wow.
More beans, please.
Content. I want to have good content on my YouTube channel.
I forget what it's called.
Wow.
But these kids, these young people, they eat like sausages and hamburgers and they put the mic like right by their mouths and they listen to how the stuff, and it sounds pretty gross too.
I bet it does.
It sounds
more fish.
Oh, is there more fish?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I'll take one more.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna bring the whole
thing. Oh, okay. Yeah. And it sounds really, really, really gross.
Wow. So you listen to somebody chew and swallow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, down to the
That doesn't make sense to me.
It sounds It sounds so
I can listen to myself chew if I
so nasty.
What?
Remember growing up, we couldn't crunch and stuff at the table.
Oh yeah, I got
you got
smack,
trouble for
smack
that.
For that. Yeah. I was eating a piece of crunchy bacon.
We're eating either bacon or a crouton or
bacon. I remember. My God.
Stop that crunching.
I mean, that was one of the unnecessary punishments I received.
One of the unnecessary ones?
One of the many. I remember that. Like it was yesterday. But back to the YouTube.
You haven't seen that yet?
No.
It's so nasty. Like, there's this one girl. She has like a full mouthful of lipstick. And she bites into like this hot link looking mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And so you hear all the skin crackling.
Okay.
And juice.
Oh my God.
So she's wiping and trying to lick. And then
and
you just hear. Oh my gosh, it's so nasty.
I am so done. Nasty. Are you serious?
And the kids, they just sit there and they listen to it. Like, yeah, Mr. Sippy said his students were doing that too. I'm like, man.
Captivated. Yeah. I'll let you know right there. So that, I mean, that's kind of motivating in a way. If you're a person with real content and you got a good shot of being a success, if somebody could be successful doing that, right? That's how I feel. If you're willing to watch that crap, then what I got for you is going to blow your mind. I'm actually saying something and going places.
Well, I think a lot of the kids now, they don't want to be as independent as we were.
Okay.
Because they're teenagers now. Mm-hmm. They're 16, 17, 18. They don't even have a license.
And they don't want to drive.
They don't want to drive. They'd rather use a little... Look at those little Uber. Skateboards or...
Wow, that's embarrassing.
The little things.
Scooter.
Yeah, the scooters.
What? I remember being 14, 15, chomping at the bit. I can't wait to go take my driving test, you know? I can't wait to be independent. Yeah, I've talked to a couple of teenagers when I worked in Loudoun. They were like, I'm scared to drive. You're scared to drive? That's a part of growing up. That's a part of life. That's natural, being mature, being independent, going out on your own, being able to get yourself from point A to point B without your mommy and daddy. Come on.
Wrong.
That's what we're striving. That's what your parents raised you for.
When I was 14, I took driver's education, driver's ed. Mm-hmm. And then my turn, 16, or maybe 15 and a half, I took driver's training. Mm-hmm. I paid for those classes.
And we had our permits. We had our driver's permit. So you're 15, but you could drive with an adult driver,
a licensed driver.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, we were chomping at the bit.
They don't want to do that anymore.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Who wants to ask their mom for a ride all the time? But they got Lyft and Uber now, so.
Yeah.
But who wants to spend that? I'd rather have my own car so I can say when I'm ready to get up and go, I can go. You know what I mean?
Right, from Vegas, in Vegas. From my house to the airport, it costs like $30 if you take a Lyft or an Uber. Mm-hmm. Or you can drive yourself, leave your stuff there, or you can get yourself to different places. You know, if you have to go to the other side of town, you can drive yourself there. Now, unless you're going out at night.
Yeah, I get it.
And you don't want to, drive and drink or whatever.
Exactly. I totally get
that. They just do it.
No, I can't do that. I won't do that.
Mm-mm. Like on the newest Shaft, the young guy, he didn't have a license.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. Like, I don't get that. Unless you live in a place, where driving is not, like New York, driving is not a big deal. Driving is not a big deal.
Well, yeah, because the transit is there.
Right, and it's efficient, and it's, But I can't imagine.
In California, we have.
Well, everything's spread out. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you can catch BART only to a certain point. I mean, and they just took it out to the San Jose flea market when we were there.
Yeah, I just went as far as Fremont.
Like in 2017, they were finishing up building it.
Seriously?
Because it stopped in like Fremont. Mm-hmm. So, because they had like the light rail stuff out there. But yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah, I can't imagine not having my license.
I tell you, that's freedom.
Yeah.
I wanted to meet boys that had cars because that was freedom.
I just wanted to drive myself without having to ask my parents. Like,
ugh. And then when I got my license, oh no, you can't have the car. What?
Got to have your own, my sister.
Well, getting back to the little, so anybody out there, if you were born between the year of 1980 to what? And beyond, like in the 90s, like tell us what's up. Why do a lot
why y'all so lazy?
Well, I wasn't gonna say it like
that's
that.
What she was getting. Why y'all so lazy?
I wasn't gonna say it.
Make plans to get out of your parents' house. Make plans for your future.
Get off your phones
before you know it. 40
do
will be
some
here.
Socialization, like. Talk to people. It's a sticker.
That was cheese.
No. It's not that fluffy. Cheese on my computer. Because they have no social skills. Yeah. And I know some people that are supervisors and stuff that are in their 30s. Mm. Don't know how they got those jobs. Mm-hmm. But they don't know how to talk to people because all they do is stay in their phones. like this particular employer where I am, mm-hmm. a lot of younger people, mm-hmm. what they stay in their phones. Wow. Nobody
even
wants
at
Facebook.
Work. At work, yeah, that's crazy
because that's how they communicate with each other
on their personal phones.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you're not getting my personal information.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. And if you're not paying me, if you're not going to give me a company phone or something,
right.
I'm not going to burn up my minutes.
Right, or pay half my cell phone bill. That's just because that means that you can infringe upon my time whenever you feel like it. Because now you have my personal mm-hmm. cell number, and I'm not for that because my time is my time. You know, now I'm self-employed, so I understand that, you know, I need my phone. I'm in my phone quite a lot, as you can see.
You pay for your own phone, though.
Yeah, yeah. And I use it for work probably 85% of the time.
Yeah.
85, if not 90%.
Oh, that's cool. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so I don't get that.
Yeah, so
that's take because companies used to pay, give you like a company phone.
When I first got out of college, I wanted to live in Ohio for I don't know what reason. Mm-hmm. Or I wanted to go to the Ohio State University.
Right.
I got a job. I thought I was just falling out of control, making $10 an hour. And I was like, yes, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So at that time,
glad
it was,
to be in
it
the
was
service.
Cool.
Just glad to
I was
be in
glad to be in the service. Like, it was cool. Right? You know, you get all these perks. The benefits were horrible.
Right. The pay was bad. But, I mean, I was still able to pay rent and, yeah. you know, all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Have cable.
Buy dessert. Oh, wait, what's dessert?
Oh, it's yogurt. A yogurt parfait.
Oh, no, thank you.
Mandarin oranges. Sweet baby. Sweet tender mandarin.
Nature's candy. I'll pass.
Yes.
I'll pass.
Sweet tender mandarin I'll oranges. Pass. In yeah. between layered with yogurt.
Okay, no,
no?
Thank you. Oh, my God. So, yeah, you know, I just thought I was, what it was mean? Like $25,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
And you know, that was a lot.
Yeah,
back in
for,
no, in 2000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that's where I graduated.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa. But the job, they gave us Nextel phones
mm-hmm.
that we used for work.
For work.
And they were able to call us. And,
right.
You know,
because right.
I was a social worker.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because they didn't want you to use your personal phone. That's
right. Right. And so all of us, well, at that time, we were the millennials.
Yeah.
And we used our phones so much, we had to pay on the bill. And they got mad at us. Why are you guys doing this? The older people did.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So now we're in their places. We traded places with the older people.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. did. But we were out there doing work. We were meeting people. Mm-hmm. We were making connections and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they're doing that too much anymore. I don't know. I could be wrong, you guys. Let me know. You know, what's up with that? Cause
why y'all always in your phone?
And then, like, when you're driving, they don't even look up when they cross the street.
I know. That is
their
so
hands
dangerous.
Are in the phone.
Yeah, but I caught myself doing that. Like, we just where we were a few minutes ago at the beauty, excuse me, beauty Ooh. Place. Beauty place. I was looking down trying to respond. I said, let me look up and look at where I'm going. Because you can get caught up, but you have to be mindful also of where you are and what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. You have to be mindful. You must.
And I think in a lot of these regentrified areas,
mm-hmm.
they're not mindful of their surroundings.
Oh, no.
And they're in their phones and they're walking, especially if they're jogging
okay.
or something.
All righty.
And they're in their phones. Next thing you know, somebody got snatched. Koala. Them, the sex trafficking.
Got snatched wearing them little jogging shorts.
You know, like, it's crazy.
Those runner shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see men in them, too?
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh my
like
gosh.
That.
I don't care how nice your legs
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
That just
it doesn't.
Men should wear those. I don't think men should wear skinny jeans, either.
I don't like
the
new European. Like, I don't like the suits. You know, when the guys in the jacket.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't like it.
The French president, he can do that.
I've never seen him in his. I just don't like
he
it.
He can do that.
I don't like
But yeah, like the skinny jeans. And then what these kids do now, you're wearing skinny jeans and then you try to sag them. Like that looks even harder. It's like you have
that.
A bunch of
A diaper. Yeah. A dirty diaper.
A bunch of boo-boo in your underwear. It's just like, a dirty diaper.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you sagging with skinnies? Call in and tell us about that. Yeah, help us understand
Please help us understand that.
There's a lot of things we want to know.
We're not between 1980 and 1990.
Yeah, we're not jabbing at you. We're not throwing shade. But we just want to understand. I just want to understand. And I want you to understand how bad that looks. Take it from professional women.
Right.
It's not a good look, sweetie pie. It's not a good look.
And when your pants are hanging down and then you see their boom boom.
Their underwear.
Yeah. Like, that's just not right.
Yeah, I don't want to see your boxers.
That's just not right.
The boxers, that's between you and the Lord. I don't want to know.
That's not right. That's not manly at all.
Mm-mm. It hurts my soul to see that.
It hurts your soul.
It hurts my soul.
Oh. I'm trying to hand you my bottle.
Like, I'm the man. I look like Florence from the Jeffersons.
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you did cook a meal and all.
Wow. Florence didn't cook.
She did something in the kitchen. She heat stuff up or something.
She didn't do nothing.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, not trying to rag on millennials. Like, it's cool. It's cool, you know. You know, if you're cool and everything. Like, I know people that's born in, like, 84.
Some of
my best friends were born in 1984 and 85. Maybe even 86. I can think of one in particular. You know, but it just seemed like it's all the same issues. I don't get that. Just please help us to understand that.
Help us
to help you to help the world heal so we can all just get along. that's what we need right there. Yeah, that's pretty much what we need. Okay, so but we skipped over, since this is Free for All Friday, but we're, you know, doing it on a Saturday.
Okay.
How was your week?
My week was nice.
I mean, she's like all the way in the background screaming. Sorry. I don't even know if you guys can hear her.
Sorry. Trying to get my dessert on. Okay.
Oh, yeah, she really is. Do you have a... Okay.
Okay, so my week was great. Monday and Tuesday, I was in New Orleans. I was in Mardi Gras.
Oh, tell us about that.
It was so fun. I wish I could have stayed a little longer, but then thinking about it, I'm glad I didn't, because I was just exhausted when I got back.
Because she's old.
But maybe.
She's old. She's not a millennial.
Because no, I'm not. Because maybe, like, I would have wanted to see a little bit more of the history, whereas I just got, like, I got lots of beads, you know, from the parade.
That smells like milk. Like
it's
breast milk.
It's yogurt.
It smells like breast milk.
I am mad because it's light, non-fat, and it has that aspartame taste. Mm. And I got that by accident. I like
aspartame is not good for you.
It's horrible, but I bought it, so I paid for it, so I'm eating. But okay. So yeah, I got a million beads, like, and people were like, they had them like hanging on the fences.
By the way, the kids said they want their beads that auntie earned.
I have them in a bag, so.
Okay.
I said so I wanted them to be here so they can pick out the ones they want.
They said they had their specific colors, red and blue.
Okay.
And some that are, you know.
Okay. Yeah, nice. I got all that.
Okay. Anyway.
But yeah, Mardi Gras was fabulous. I hung out with some of my fabulous cousins. I met some new cousins. And we celebrated my little cousin's birthday. She had a great birthday. Yeah.
She's a millennial, huh?
I would say so.
Because she turned 40. She's born in 1981?
80. 80. Something like that. 80-something. I don't want to put
her. She's 3 years younger. No, she's more than. So she's born in 79, man?
Yeah.
80, 81 maybe.
81, something like that. But she had a great time. She was able to cut loose, you know, let her hair down. We just had a wonderful time. We had a wonderful meal. Shout out to Pookie for cooking that great breakfast with country gravy and biscuits and omelets and grits and bacon. And then for dinner, we had, oh my gosh, homemade enchiladas from shredded, like, rotisserie chicken.
Oh,
with cheese. He made the refried beans, covered them with, like, a cheese, and he made, I don't even like peach cobbler.
He made a peach cobbler that would make you walk 1,000 miles to get it. Okay?
Wow.
And you know, we don't even like peach cobbler.
Unless it has like vanilla ice cream on it.
He bought a tub of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, because you have to eat it super hot.
Yeah. And his crust was right too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The crust is not right on peach cobbler. But his peaches didn't taste like peachy. They tasted like cinnamony.
Oh.
I mean,
Candied.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. When I tell you, Lawrence hooked up that peach cobbler. Yes, if you're listening, babe, you did a bang up job. Thank you.
Is he our cousin?
So he's our cousin. Well, he's on Chapon's mom's side. Ivan's mom's side. Yes.
So he's opening up a restaurant
in Dallas. Paul, he told me the name. I'll get it right and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll definitely advertise it. But yeah, he is magnificent. And he cooked food for like, it was 9 of us and we had room for seconds because he made like a big pan of. Words cannot describe how good it was. Melt in your mouth. Mm. Walk barefoot 10,000 miles to get it. Yeah. Over broken glass and hot coals.
Oh. Mm. That must be good.
You don't know. You just don't know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have fun letting off steam and everything?
We walk for miles. We walked for miles on bourbon.
Did you go to the end of it? You saw those little freaky bars?
Yes, we did.
I told you don't go all the way down the street. You guys went anyway.
We found it by accident. We were walking.
That always happens. When last time
really
I
know
went,
because
you just walk it. Oh, this street goes
forever. You see somebody with a costume. And you'd be like,
it gets quiet.
Well, no, it was hype all the way through.
No, really, when you go down there, but it's like it kind of changes, like the atmosphere. Yeah, you're seeing stuff like. Yeah, like techno and sparkly platform heels. Like,
I want me a pair of those.
Like, whoa, okay. This is what's going on down here. I think I'll just watch for a minute. Do some people watching.
You can dance all night. Dance all night in those. I mean, all night. It was great. And then Tuesday, so I was traveling most of Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was trying to be back early Wednesday, but I had a very long layover in Nashville. So, yeah, but I had a wonderful. I hope me and you can do it next year.
Yeah,
and
wait,
I want to
wait. Your birthday's coming up though,
October. But yeah, I just want to do Mardi Gras again. Just
hey, Kevin.
Just because, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great. And I want to wear like my little feather costume. I'll show you the girl. This one girl who dressed like Harley Quinn. I mean, just. Fabulous costumes, just great costumes. So,
dress up in a costume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice, though.
So that was your week. Mm-hmm. Well, meanwhile, on the other side of town, I was recovering.
Yeah.
Had my little pain pill party going on and trying to recover from everything.
Pain pill party.
Yeah. Oh, it's from South Africa. We were just talking about South Africa today.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. So
we're trying to come
your way. So we're trying to get a travel thing going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can stay for 22 days.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like
10 is gonna be hard for me.
2 weeks is like. And then if we do it in December, like closer to Christmas, but he said they were back before Christmas.
Yeah. Like I could do it November, December. I could
do
10 days.
You'll probably do that. Oh, Kevin would like to call in. Okay, Kevin.
Call us,
Kevin. Let's connect with Kevin. Are you there?
Hold on. I'm there.
Hold on. Ashley's not as fast as she used to be. All right, are you there?
I'm there.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. And how about yourself?
We're good. Yeah. Yeah, so thanks for calling in. Like I was telling you, my sister and I, we went to the gym today. And we met this guy who lived in South Africa for like 20 years, I think you said.
His wife was from there, yeah.
Yeah, his wife's father
is a tribal king.
A chief. Yeah. And they're like the indigenous, part of the indigenous
group. I forgot the name.
It started with an I or something.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, he likes taking people over there, and they climb a hill or a mountain mm-hmm. or something. Like, yeah, I'm like, okay, I don't know about them. I don't like to hike.
I'm a hiker. I'll do it. I'm down.
I like if it's paved.
I don't think it's paved.
If it's not paved, I don't want to do it. My ankles will turn over.
I think
we're
going to need some like sticks.
No.
You don't want to get paved for it.
No, like, I don't know. What's up with you, Kevin? How's your day going? Or an evening? What time is it there?
It's evening. It's 6 minutes to 11 p.m.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Oh,
you have a very nice voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she's cheesing hard. Her ear, and she's like, oh, he sounds nice. Like, she's trying to be professional.
But I should be. And it's actually my first time on this app, so.
Oh,
first
really?
Impressions count the most. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us.
I know, because mm-hmm. we just you know, log in and we just talk about whatever. Wait, how old are you?
How about you take a guess?
Are you a millennial?
Yeah,
I slam.
Yeah. Oh! Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, you know, we're talking about millennials, right? Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, so what's up with you guys? I mean, I know you can't speak for all. What's up, Woody? I know you can't speak for all millennials.
You gotta tell us something.
But like, do you like to post on
social media
and all that stuff?
Mm-mm. I don't like to do that because I feel like my life isn't necessarily that busy. Because in order to post on social media, I feel like you should have that much of an interesting life. And independency necessarily does it for me. Okay. And I'm not at that state yet.
And I agree with that. I think a lot of people feel that their lives are so important that we want to hear about it every 5 minutes. I agree with you. You don't want to know what I'm doing in, you know, all the time.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
That's one thing. If I go on a trip or something, but just to post, you know, what I'm eating and I caught the flu and you know this and that. That's not to me. That's not important, you know. So I know I understand what you're saying.
How about yourselves? Do you guys post a lot and so on?
Only time I post is like when we're getting ready to do a show, or I might post something that's like inspirational, maybe some workout tips. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I find an interesting article,
yeah, something.
But all of my things are linked up together, or if I'm like doing a meetup or something.
Yeah.
You know,
important stuff. Yeah. Not just my meals. And
I just wake up, hey guys, come meet me at Starbucks. You know?
Yeah, I don't.
but I actually find that pretty cool.
Oh,
I'm like having to post every single time. Like every hour you just want to post. And that is.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. To me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that because there's some days when I actually forget that I have social media.
Me too. I can go almost a month without going on Facebook, which I shouldn't go that long, but yeah.
Because, you know, you want to put out new things, mm-hmm. you know, like if we have a, what's the thing that we do?
What?
Like I do mental health stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You do stuff because Thimberly, she's a real estate person.
Yeah.
She's a real estate agent.
I post like real estate stuff and funny memes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I'm not overly. I probably should do more, but I'm not
like
overly.
Our monthly thing, our mm-hmm. monthly letter,
new letter. Yeah.
So like if you do a monthly newsletter or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you think about people that post just because they feel like posting makes them feel like they've accomplished something in life?
Right.
I feel about it. They want attention.
And I feel like it's a self-esteem issue too. You want people, it's like, look at me, look at what I'm doing all the time. Yeah,
I'm actually doing a dissertation on that social media, but how it affects women over 30.
Hmm.
And I see that we're not really on it that mm-hmm. much, mm-hmm. you know, but like, because all the articles, all the research that I found is all about young women, the millennial population, mm-hmm. and the teenagers,
mm-hmm. yeah,
because they post
and they're heavily influenced by what they see on social media as well, heavily influenced,
and that's actually sad. That's really sad.
Yeah, I know. It is. It really is.
So, are you married, Kevin? Uh-huh. Are you married?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, I'm not married.
No.
Oh, he's a millennial. So cute.
I am not married.
Wanna be?
Are you guys married?
Oh my God. We're just kidding.
Yeah. So what part of South
Africa? Pretoria?
Oh, Pretoria.
Perfect. Pretoria.
Wow. I've seen that on the map. Is that where that beautiful waterfall is located?
No, that's
waterfall?
Yeah. No, that's some where it's like a deep hole. Yeah, that's Victoria.
Victoria Falls. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So it's just so fascinating. Like what's the weather like over there today?
Tonight it's a bit cold,
but really cold. Okay, but what is cold to you? Cold is cold to you.
today's cold is pretty much acceptable. Yo, I mean, like all these climate change and so on.
It's really cold where we are. It's in the 30s, like 30 degrees. I'm sure it's not that cold where you are.
30 degrees. 30 degrees is actually hot.
They're Celsius. They don't do Fahrenheit, right? Do you do Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Celsius.
Celsius.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to.
There she goes. She's on her phone.
Yeah, yeah. I'm asking a question. So my 30 degrees.
Just press the thing, the Google thing. See how old
I didn't
want to
talk. I didn't want to talk.
What is 30 degrees Celsius?
All right.
Wait. 30 degrees Celsius is equal to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, so that's hot. 30 degrees Celsius.
So 30 degrees is hot.
So Fahrenheit is what I need. I need Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so you need to say what's. Okay, so while she's trying to do that, because, you know, I guess our American education never taught us that. And we don't know kilometers either. So when I'm watching House Hunters and they're like square meters, I'm like, what the heck is a square meter? I need to put it in square foot or something like that. So yeah, because when I went to Canada, they're like, oh, what is it? 20 degrees Celsius. I'm like, what the heck is that?
Okay, I'll do
that. You know. Okay, so she's still searching. she's still looking.
I can talk and search.
Yeah. She's definitely not a millennial.
No, not a millennial.
She can't work the technology too well.
I can.
Okay. So anyway, so you're from South Africa. That is a trip because we were just talking about that today.
Yes.
We're talking about exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our parents want to go.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you been to the States before?
So it's 57.
Nope.
Oh, you never been to the States.
Wanna come?
Not at all.
You don't want to come?
Come visit us if you like.
I would like to. I would really like to, actually.
Say it again.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I would really like to come and visit that side.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on the East Coast, so that would be a quicker trip for you.
Yeah.
Just a short 17-hour flight.
Yeah, not too much. Not too much.
Wow, 17-hour.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah, just a short 17-hour flight.
You'll probably have a layover at some point. I would prefer a layover. Like the gentleman we were talking to, he said he wanted to do a straight through. I want one stop.
You have to lay over in Paris
or Accra.
Yeah, Ghana, somewhere. Mm-hmm. Or Senegal?
Yeah, Senegal somewhere, or Accra.
Yeah, and you don't get off. It's just to gas up.
Yeah. I want an actual layover. I think that flying straight through would be a little bit.
You'd have to give me like some kind
sedative,
of
right?
oxycodone or something.
Yeah, some type of something. Or just stay. When I have a long flight like that, stay up all night so that I'm just dead tired. So when I get on the plane, I'm just.
But then you'll be so tired you can't sleep.
No,
yeah, have you ever been that way, Kevin? You've been like so tired until you can't sleep?
I've never. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I'm as soon as my head hits the pillow type of person.
Okay,
I'm
so done. I have a question.
Exactly.
Kevin, do you wear skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just talking about
not,
that.
Not that much. Not that much, but I do.
Okay. You do.
Okay.
So do you like pull them up or do you sag them or do they fit your body?
I do not sag.
Good. Yeah, okay. Good.
It's all thanks to my mother because whenever she sees like young boys sagging their pants, she'd be like, "Do you know the history behind all that?" And I'm just like,
"Exactly,
it's a prison thing."
Exactly. Right.
And then I was told as well, and I read as well on the internet that slaves used to do that just to make it easier for the owners to to do the things.
Okay, but you know, in America, it's a prison thing. And just like the slave thing that happens in prison.
It probably derived from that.
It probably came from that. Yeah. It probably came from that. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's the
origin of it goes back even further than we thought. Yeah.
Wow. That's like how to make a slave right there, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kevin, that's a good point you brought to the forefront. Absolutely. But yeah, it's very tacky and it's something that we need to leave behind because I don't like it.
So you wear skinny jeans, huh? We were just talking about men and skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. Now, do you work out?
Now and then, but
now and then, when you jog, you wear shorts.
I exercise whenever I feel like I'm not necessarily that fit. Like maybe when I sit on the couch and I'm watching TV, and then all of a sudden I just feel like, ooh, what's happening?
Right, I feel you. I understand that. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I heard that, like, if I can recall, you said that you take pictures, post pictures, and if I go to the gym and so on. Now to ask, how many times within a week or other month do you go to the gym?
So my goal is 5 days, but I usually, in actuality, with work and everything, trying to fit everything in, it usually ends up being about 3 days. And I might not even go to the gym physically. I'll do like on YouTube, you know how they have like a million workouts, and I have like a lot of equipment at home. So I will hit it. I will hit my workout at home too. So I'm going to say three good days. I would like to beef it up to five. But for right now, I can say I'm steadily 3 days.
And one of those days is with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
We go on Saturdays.
Yeah. Saturdays are gym and dinner and podcast day or gym and brunch.
Gym and brunch. And drink.
Yeah.
An adult beverage.
But actually 3 days is actually the essential number of going to the gym within a week. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Like that's the minimum. that's my minimum. Like I said, I'd like to beef it up to five or six. But just with my schedule sometimes.
It's hard.
It is hard. It's difficult.
Especially having like a family.
Yeah, if you have family, it's difficult.
And then the traffic, you have to factor that in.
Too. My gym is 3 minutes away. But I mean, you can, like I said, you can do it at home too.
You can.
If you don't have kids. I don't have kids, so I'm able to, you know, I have space to do it. So.
I have children.
So.
Alrighty, I want to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
How Internet's do you feel going. About polygamy?
Polygamy? That's that's like what, more than one wife, right?
Yeah, bro.
That's more than. Can you hear us? Yeah. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. I can.
Okay.
That's like
more than one wife, right? So thank you for asking that question. How do I feel about it? I would enjoy it if I had like three husbands. I would really enjoy it better if I had three husbands.
Yeah, does it work both ways? Are you asking if it works or is it just in favor of the man
having like three women?
I don't want to be stereotypical, but I just feel as if it works for the male side and then it has to flip over to the female side. It's like how
would it work?
It's not necessarily that much of a comfortable idea because it has not been yet practiced. It's not necessarily a norm. Right.
And you know, men are kind of territorial for whatever reason, but I mean if I could have like three husbands, I'd be happy because you know all of them are working, you know. I mean, like, I don't know about it. I wouldn't want to have any children, though.
Yeah, you
think you know, men want children, you know.
Yeah, most men do want children.
Yeah, okay, so maybe I give them one each. So I give them one
and each then, and they what if the numbers are just sky high? One is like a one, one is like out like five. One, like...
one child each. And then, I mean, I guess we'd have to get another husband, a stay-at-home husband, yeah, to take care of those kids. So I have to give him one, too.
Four.
So I'd have to drop four eggs. And you know what, though? We could do it. We could have a lot of kids, but then I could just have a surrogate mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we could have as many babies as we want because it's my egg and his sperm.
Yeah. And so, just have a surrogate and not have to worry about it.
And then I could, you know, put them all on a schedule so I can spend time with this one.
See, Kevin, she's giving this a lot of thought.
I really have.
She is indeed. But, I feel like going back to the question that you all said, does it only work for men? I feel like it's because of, like, from a young age, we are not exposed to women being in power due to also patriarchy. Mm, yeah. There's always the men who's in charge of most of the things. We always see men marrying more than one wife. It's like males dominate everything.
Yeah.
And so now growing up seeing that and just being exposed to that idea, it's really difficult now having to shift your mind to a woman being in charge of all these stuff. You know?
Wow. Yeah, that's a good
though
point.
It's funny because of women are literally in charge of most of the things, like especially within the household. Starts from little things and then you know, it expands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so for me, polygamy is a no. It's a no-go for me.
She's conservative.
I'm far from conservative, but I just don't know. Because if you have a really good relationship with one person, you can keep each other really busy. You know what I mean? If you have full lives and you're doing what you want to do in life, and traveling and just learning each other every day. And, you know, just practicing being in harmony as a couple. I think that you're enough to keep each other busy. That's just my thoughts, you know.
But what if he's tired? What if he's tired one night and he doesn't want to, you know, have relations
I mean, one night, that's not
then you can go to the next husband.
No.
If he's on your schedule. And then he can keep you happy too.
I'm good. Yeah. I don't need it every night.
May I take it back?
Okay.
Like, can you go back to those years? Why is it that they were able to live within one community? I mean, like, not one community, but like have one clan where the husband has more than one wife. And the wife would be okay with it. The woman would have a great relationship amongst themselves.
Oh, I see. Because we learned better. Like, we came to the conclusion, the only person having fun in that relationship was the man. He got to roam around and you know, explore other women as he pleased. How is that? How a relationship means both parties are being pleased. Both parties are getting an equal share of pleasure of, you know, it's only fair for the man, you know? And I think women are more, they had to be submissive because they were, as you said, traditionally women were taught to be in the hut and cook the food and take care of the youngsters and all that. Whereas now we're like, we don't have to deal with that crap. Like, no way.
Yeah.
You know, women have evolved to be stronger and realize that they don't have to be submissive. So yeah, that crap, it may work for some women even in today's society, but not a large majority of women.
So Daba said in his religion, it's okay to be married with more than what?
Than one wife.
Yeah. Permits to be married with more than wife.
Well, more power to you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my
religion. Well, then I'm going to start my own religion where I can have like 3 or 4 husbands because I would love that.
Yeah. And see, and here again, here's the gentleman saying, It's permitted in his religion to be married to more than one wife, but I bet you those wives don't have more than one husband.
Yeah.
So again, that's only serving to the man.
Right.
It's only pleasing. It's only one person in that relationship is benefiting from that.
Yeah.
He's having his cake and eating too.
So basically, polygamy complements the whole idea of patriarchy. instead of eliminating it, it's just it's strong.
Chauvinism, if you really want to get technical.
It's kind of like your appetite, too.
Chauvinism.
You know, you want more than one woman, and you're making...
Justifying it.
Yeah, you're justifying basically it. Justifying it.
You're justifying it.
You know, you have a large appetite, so I'll just make you my wife, so it won't look bad.
Right.
You know.
But who's to say that if it does have to do with sexual appetite, who's to say that that woman can't satisfy your sexual appetite? You know what I mean? You're just maybe assuming that she cannot.
Mm-hmm. So they, but don't they have to date before they get married? Like
I think so.
They tell their wives. I don't know. How does that work? Do you know, Kevin?
I don't know. How does that work?
Do you know, Kevin? Oh, Dama. Like, how does that work?
How do they
when you want to take on a new wife.
They just go to a club and meet somebody new.
Go to a club. Like, a club. What's up, baby? You want to marry me? Let's do it. Like,
At first, from what I've heard, at first you have to consult with your present wife. That how do you feel about me taking in another wife? And then if she's cool with it, then you speak to the family.
Wow.
And if the family is cool with it, and then that's when you can take in another wife. So that if anything were to go wrong or so on, you have the consent of the family of which you married from, and then also the wife's consent. So there won't be any conflicts and so on. Perfect. You had an agreement about it, so you won't.
So you won't, Kevin, it seems to me. I see. Okay, so it seems to me that this is also about stability and. The family, because no family in America is going to consent to some guy saying, hey, I got a wife, but I'm bringing on another one.
The family in Las Vegas, the ones are sister wives.
But that's a rarity. They're in a cult.
They still have that in Utah.
Yeah, they do. But it seems like it's about the man taking on this woman as a responsibility. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about that. That's what it seems like to me.
And he's like,
all right, may I twist the question? May I twist
sure.
the question?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So what happens if the guy is a billionaire?
Then he's
like, you know what? You don't have to work. I will provide everything that you need. But my love will be given to you on a timetable. So meaning that he's going to marry more wives and so on.
I still have to stand by what I go for, because I feel like if we take vows, if I'm somebody that's actually taking my vows seriously, I take my vows before God and my friends and the people I love, then I would want to stand by that.
For billionaires, for me, I feel like that's taking on a mistress. That's like you're having a girlfriend in different cities.
On the side.
Yeah, you're having side chicks. I don't see billionaires taking on a bunch of wives because that's a bunch of divorces.
Responsibility.
Unless you're signing you know, what is that? The form? I mean, it sounds good, but he can take care of me and you know, all of my other sister wives, so it's okay. But
everything comes with a price.
Everything does.
Everything comes with a price. Absolutely.
But it's not like it'll be a side chick because he'll be exposing you at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're going to meet up with the wife. Wherever he wants to go with you all, he's going to include you all. He's not going to exclude anyone.
Right. It would be an arrangement. Like prenup.
Your prenuptial agreement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you. Definitely.
Yeah. For me, it's a no-go.
Let's talk about...
Oh, no, go, Kevin.
I was like, you guys are like, you sound very distant from your mic. I'm not sure if it's...
Oh, we do? Oh, okay. Let's
pull it far away.
Let's pull it closer.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. It's way better. Thank
you. Okay. We were kind of far away from the microphone.
And we do you guys think that nowadays it is becoming very much difficult to avoid the 7 deadly sins?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do
What are they again?
Greed,
vanity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Envy, lust.
Yeah, that's a real hard one for me.
Woo! Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, ooh. Yeah.
Wait. But like, now she's looking it up. What are they?
Okay, make we sure. said greed, lust, vanity.
Yeah.
Anger.
What, adultery?
Let me check them out.
What are the seven? Okay, lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, pride. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've committed all those probably today. Gluttony, I probably ate too much food.
Too much, yeah. Greed.
Yeah.
You work a lot.
Yeah.
We work a lot. Lust.
Pride. We all have
especially pride.
In America, I think we have it.
No, you're just yelling in the mic.
Can you hear me well?
I can hear you perfectly well.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think especially in America, we're taught, you know, be proud. You're an American. You know what I mean? Hold your head up. I think we have an over amount of pride and not enough humility. You know what I mean? I definitely see that in our American culture, without a doubt.
Envy.
I'm not envious of anyone. So
no, I'm saying like, but we do.
Guys, about envy. Don't you think really all these Instagram, like social media platforms,
social media,
they fill us with this whole envying. What can I say? It like it makes us tick off that envy boxy, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Like, because like we develop this desire for other people's status, other people's.
That's
lives,
true.
Social comparison theory.
That's true. Yeah. Because, like, we see people, you know, and my sister and I have talked about it. You know, we see people plastic out on a surgery. Yacht. And anyway, that's for me. We see people out on a yacht, and we're like, wow, you know, that should be our life. You know, like, we see the Kardashians, and I'm like, dang, I know I'm as talented as they are. So, you know, I know exactly what you're saying. We do. I think, like, God, that should be my life.
I've got 3 degrees.
Yeah.
You've got 2 masters. Yeah. How come that's not a
yeah. Thing? So I see I subconsciously do that. So you're absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right.
What but is like now, right? How do you tell the difference between you being motivated by it and you fulfilling that sin? How can
answer that. So being motivated by it, like when you and I were watching that guy that was traveling first class.
Mm-hmm.
So we were watching it and we weren't getting upset. We were like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, mm-hmm. like when
something
you see
to strive
somebody,
for.
Like I'm happy for him. Mm-hmm. You know, if he can do it, I can mm-hmm. too. Like, that's mm-hmm. awesome. Like when you're happy for someone, like mm-hmm. you are truly, truly happy for that person.
And it gets your wheels
and,
turning.
Right. And it gets mm-hmm. you turning and like, you know, like that's very motivating. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're just not upset right. about it at all. But then, like, when you see that and you're like, oh, that should be me.
Yeah.
Or, that should be my life.
Or you're very critical of
it. You're critical and you get upset about it.
Or like, you just sickens
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Or like, you just lay there and don't do anything to try to get it.
Right.
You're lazy.
It makes you depressed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. That should be me.
Right. You know, but yet you're doing nothing to get there.
But you're doing mm-hmm. nothing. You're not changing your ways
right.
or anything. Mm-hmm. You keep doing the same actions, you know? So, like, that's when,
you know, it's
envy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what if you just watching a reality show and then, like, you see all these people living the nice life and then you end up just getting this feeling of you being depressed and then you ask yourself, like, what is it that I am doing in life? What is it that I am doing?
Yeah. All the time. You know, all the time.
No, but would you say that you're being motivated to do something because it's like it pushes you? Or are you just being filled with an envious feeling? Not an envious feeling, but how can I say? But it depresses you. That's the whole point. It depresses you. And how do you classify that as? What do you classify that as, rather?
So you could take that like both ways, because I know I see people that have like different professions, because I'm in the field of education. And so like when you see someone like, what? We went to the same college and you're doing that?
Yeah.
And then you start questioning, where did I go wrong in life? You know, and then you start feeling bad. But then again, if you dwell on that, and you don't do the things to change it.
Yeah, to propel your
life. Right. You know, if you keep doing the same things, and then you're, I guess, what we call hating on that person, but you become motivated when you're like, you know what? I'm going to get myself together. Like, if they can do it, I can too. Right. And you start to revisit everything that you've done in your life, and then you start changing.
I guess vast comparison.
Making a change.
Yeah.
You, because you're like, okay, this is where I would like to be, mm-hmm. and this is where I don't want to be. I don't want to keep feeling this way mm-hmm. again. So mm-hmm. I'm going to make some changes.
Use it as a tool. Use them as a tool of motivation.
To want to change it, because if you don't do something different, mm-hmm. then it won't get any better.
Won't.
So yeah, so that's how I feel, because like sometimes we can really get caught up in that feeling bad and feeling like we're failures and feeling really sorry mm-hmm. for ourselves. Yeah. And then, you know, but we don't do anything to change it.
Right.
So we have to get out there, write it down and say, okay, these are the things I want to change. Well, how can I, what's the first step, mm-hmm. you know, that I need to do to make my life better,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah.
And also, and not watch so much reality TV, because they portray their lives as being, excuse me, I got the hiccups, being perfect. Mm. We know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they show only the perfect bits.
Exactly. Right. They have many, many struggles, probably more struggles than you know, non-celebrities do. They probably have many
drug
struggles.
Drug addiction.
Yeah, and family issues.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they've probably been touched on as kids.
Right.
Like, you never know.
You never know what. You know, and also a lot of reality TV is scripted to make it exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, because nobody's life is exciting as they actually portray it. You know, it's just not mm-hmm. that exciting. So, yeah, just I would say cutting back on that, too, can help a lot. Not watching it so much, you know, because
it will mess you up.
It will.
In the head. Like, mm-hmm. it really will. Like, for real, you know, when I was out recuperating,
mm-hmm.
I was watching Scandal.
Oh, God.
You know, and I was like, that's why I'm here. I want to do that. I want to walk around in my fancy jackets, you know, like that. But it's not real. My husband's like, Ashley, that's not real. I'm like, I know. You know, like that, if you let yourself slip into that, you really will fall
that's
hard.
Why you have to cut it, you know, scale it back.
Yeah, right. You do. Like, you just have to say, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. Turn the Smurf or something. Like,
some meditation,
you know,
music.
Yeah,
soul
like
cleansing.
Something.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, go for a walk, get mm-hmm. some air.
Do your mind.
Yeah.
Because that will, I think it's meant to do that. It's meant to throw us off track and make us doubt ourselves.
It's
somehow.
Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it will change your thoughts.
You're right.
It will. It
absolutely.
Influences you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all this stuff, it's nothing but a big influence.
Mm-hmm.
When
you're right.
You think about it.
And not so negative, not so positive all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So,
true.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, it's,
but I just feel sad how, like you're saying, don't watch too much of like reality shows and so on. But unfortunately, we have social media platforms that open up a door for us to indulge within watching other people's good bits. And so like WhatsApp, like we're using WhatsApp. I don't know if you guys use WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. WhatsApp now has a status thingy majiggy, a status side to it, where you can view other people's doings and so on. And all these people are just putting all the nice bits. Instagram. People are just posting all the nice bits. Facebook, people are posting all the nice bits. So every time being in that space, seeing all these stuff, you become addicted to it. Watching a reality show now is also just, I would say that is the bigger picture of it all. But also these social media platforms fulfill that problem.
But isn't WhatsApp part of Facebook? Like, it's created by the Zuckerberg guy?
Lately.
Yeah.
I've noticed lately whenever I get into my and also Instagram. I think Instagram as well. Instagram and WhatsApp, whenever I get into the app, it shows from Facebook. Mm-hmm. Back then it didn't, but now it does. So
Now, I started using WhatsApp. Some of my friends actually from Africa introduced me to WhatsApp, because that was the way they were able to talk to their friends and, you know, see them on screen. You know what I mean? Talk to their family mm-hmm. out of the country and stuff. So that's kind of how I got into it. I actually hadn't even heard of it until somebody brought it to my attention.
Oh, really?
For that. Yeah, he showed me, you know, that's how he would talk to his family in Africa. So, yeah. And then I just downloaded it, and it tells you all the people in your phone book that are connected on WhatsApp, like Angela, my mm-hmm. friend Angela is, and a couple other people. And that's how I communicate with the doctor in the DR too, through WhatsApp.
Oh,
mm-hmm. They have a WhatsApp number. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah. See, they can track all that stuff. I'm not on WhatsApp.
I'm gonna get mom and dad on.
That's
it, so
what
I
they
can
had on
them.
On your president and stuff. Well, not mm-hmm. him, but the people around him. The WhatsApp.
Oh.
Like, you can track people with that.
Like all that stuff, isn't that like the Patriot Act?
I don't know that they can.
Yeah, they can track you with that. Huh. Yeah,
Kevin, do you know that to be true? They can track you on WhatsApp. They can track your whereabouts.
I'm surprised as you are. I'm surprised.
They can, yeah, because they pull all that stuff up when they were going to, you know, with the ambassador in Germany.
Oh, so they can pull up who you talk to.
Yeah, and all of your texts.
Yeah,
and all of your.
Well, calls they can do that anyway.
I know, but the WhatsApp is like you can really,
really,
track with that. Like a hotspot. Okay. It's like a hotspot.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm cool with that. I'm not using that. Oh
goodness. That's my WhatsApp. I send pictures. Sometimes I cannot send pictures on my through text, so I send them through the WhatsApp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she's a part of that too. She's getting caught up. Yeah.
Well, not to say that I'm a cheapskate, but I feel like WhatsApp is way more accommodating in terms of data compared to DMing and all that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, yeah, use them for what they have, you know? Yeah. I mean, but just be aware that, you know, you can be tracked. So don't plan any murders, you know? government can pull up. I know they do in the U.S., so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's convenient.
It is.
And that's what they're doing. They're making more things convenient for us. And everything leaves a trail.
Mm-hmm. Everything, yeah. Was it your digital footprint or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin, it has been awesome talking to you. We've been talking for like an hour already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So our hour is actually up. So can you
send us your email?
Yes, send us your email. You can follow me on positiveecs.com. That's my website. And then it has all of my social medias. And then whenever we do shows, we'll send it out. I actually need to update it, do our newsletter.
Okay.
Well, my newsletter.
Okay.
Because that's Ashley. That's me. That's my website. Thimberly's is not up yet.
No.
What's your Instagram?
You know what?
You love the gram.
Can you hear me?
I think
it's Thim Key something. I don't post a lot on Instagram. I'm gonna start though. I'm mostly on Facebook.
So what's your Facebook?
Thimberly dot Key. Or it's just my name. It's my name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my name.
Yeah, but you can find us on Facebook. If you go to my website, it has everything. But yeah, definitely you can see Thimberly. I'm gonna type hers. Here, they're really
on Instagram. I'm buddy_Kevin.
You know what? Follow me and then go to my Instagram and Facebook, and then I'm gonna follow you.
Yeah, because we want to keep in touch.
Yeah,
we want to keep in touch. And then we come out there.
What's up, Glenn? What's up?
We can visit. You know, we can have a meet and greet or whatnot. You know what I mean?
We're getting ready to go, Glenn. Hey,
what's happening?
I can do that.
Yeah, definitely when we come out there, because we're coming. Definitely. Date night with Kevin? No. No, Kevin's a millennial. He's
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Guys, dynamite's coming full packages.
It was nice talking to you, but yeah, go to my website, Positive ECS. You know it. Please don't.
Yeah, it's Thimberly Key.
Okay, it's hard to type. I don't have my glasses on.
Let me do it.
.com. It's positive. Oh, you know what? I put too many T's in that. You see, I've been having some gin right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, you could just say you're celebrating the 29th of February. It's a
there you go.
There's nothing to say.
It's the last. It's our last day of. Actually, we celebrate Black History Month in the States. Do you guys do that? Probably not. Do you do that?
I mean, it's South America. You know, I mean, South Africa. Africa. You know what? There should just be like a. Okay. Yeah, I did. I put you there. Thimberly.key. Yeah, okay. So I'm positiveecs.com.
I don't see you.
No, you didn't. Glenn, you're always welcome. You didn't come in an awkward moment. We're just trying to follow everybody. That's all.
This is small.
I told you it's small. See, Thimberly can't.
Please send me your Instagram handle, and then I'll be sure to follow you from there.
I don't even know mine.
Enter.
It's all on my website.
Okay, that's me. Okay. That's me on Facebook though.
Yeah.
Let me go to my Instagram. Let me see what it is.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like positive end light or something.
Mine is probably my name. Mine is
positive end light. If you type in positive enlightened or something like that, then you'll pop up. Oh, got to go back to work. Okay, thanks, Glenn. I got to stay up for your show, though, okay? All right. Have fun at work, Glenn. Yeah, okay, Kevin. So, you guys, thank you so much for participating. I know, right? Shout out to the Random Couple Show. Because they're cool, right? Pod God. Glenn is cool. He's awesome. So, yeah, that's another one of our podcasting buddies. Yeah. When I do my, I go on Mondays and I do like my Monday morning talk. And, check out Pod God too. Pod God, I have to check you out for real.
I'm Thimberly Key on Instagram too, okay?
Oh, you're falling out. Okay, yeah. So, Pod God, you got to let me know what time your show is so I can check you out. Okay. Oh, you'll be live in a few? Okay, good. Every day. Followers. All right, good. So, I'll just kind of hang on so I could hook up with you. Okay. But, yeah, Kevin, but thank you so much for calling.
It was great.
Please look up my website.
And it's great talking with you, too.
It was so good talking to you.
Wow, thank you. So
please call back again. We enjoyed your call. Okay, got to go for real now. Okay, Glenn. We'll see you later.
All right.
Yeah, so Kevin, but thank you. Thank you so much for giving your insight. You had some awesome questions today. And I'm really liking that polygamy thing. Like, but I have to have like at least 4 husbands.
So. And your accent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really liked your accent. Yeah.
Ooh, I can do a whole lot of accents, by the way.
Okay.
Oh no, okay. I'm sorry. But yeah. you know what? That was Bombay talking. That wasn't me. That was Bombay. But yeah. Okay. So we'll see you guys later. But I'm about to hang up. But thank you so much, Kevin, for calling in. Okay.
Talking with us. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye. We love your accent.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. So thank you for participating. The Pod God. Follow me now so I can follow you. I'm gonna be on your show. I'm gonna call in or try to because I've never done it before. Kevin, thank you. Woody, thank you. And Gentomomo, I think I said your name wrong. Okay, give me 45 minutes tops. Okay, cool. We'll do that. All right, guys. So thank you for participating with us. And we're on Saturdays. We don't know exactly what time we're going to do it now because we get up late today. We didn't want to get up.
Oh, my gosh.
Being lazy. So, yeah. But thank you, guys. And we'll see you next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
All right.
Peace and blessings.
Bye.